Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Just saw Loretta Lynn passed away. Loretta Lynn, the beloved singer and songwriter whose massively influential career broke down barriers for women in country music, has died at the age of 90.
Wow.
I mean, to live until 90 is pretty cool. I know she's still moving around pretty well, still performing some. So it's always sad when someone dies, obviously, but someone who meant a lot to the area of the country she was from and also lived to 90.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Again, always sad, but I didn't know Loretta personally. I think I've maybe only met her once.
You did meet her though?
Yeah, I mean, 5 or 6 years ago. I think it's maybe at the Opry, but I mean, beloved, obviously. And yeah, rest in peace. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciate what she left behind. You know, if you drive where we are, you drive east.
Towards Memphis.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the direction?
Mm-hmm.
Her, like, yeah, estate and stuff?
There's, like, I see billboards of, like,
I guess
her ranch.
I thought it was toward Knoxville, but it's not. It's toward Memphis?
Yeah, it's her ranch towards Memphis.
And I couldn't get around town without a GPS.
That's not good.
Like, I don't know where anything is. But rest in peace, Loretta Lynn. This just came through, so if we find out any more about it, we'll let you know. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the show tomorrow. So just wanted to mention that to start it off. I do want to do the top songs in country music this week. Do you have any Loretta Lynn music? Yeah, I'm going to be. Go ahead.
Well, I was born to call Miner's daughter.
You know, my introduction to her was actually that movie. Miner's Daughter.
That movie's amazing.
And she wasn't playing. They were playing her.
Correct. Yeah. Sissy Spacek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that really wasn't a record my grandma listened to that often. You would think that it would have been, as much as I was influenced by my grandma on all that old country music. But she did make me watch the movie, so I guess I was still kind of a way. And her sister,
Crystal Gayle.
Yeah. How about that?
So. Oh, I love Crystal Gayle.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to listen to her cassette tapes all the time.
Rest in peace, Loretta Lynn. Number three this week, Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make.
Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to a high.
Number two, Morgan Wallen, You Prove.
I need something you prove.
Number one, Cole Swindell, She Had Me at Heads, Carolina.
I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California.
Funny how hypocritical some of these music critics are, or just people who are general critics of certain types of country music. Listen, Morgan Wallen is beloved by people in country music, right? Go to his concert. It's packed. They know every word. guy's been crushing it. Him and Luke Combs been crushing it. They're the biggest things in country music in the last couple of years. But there are certain critics of music that will hear track or bass or just something added in that's not a studio instrument, be like, that ain't country. Unless you get somebody like Morgan Wallen, who they love, who also does it, which, by the way, I have no problem with. I love it. I think country music's more the message than anything. But hit that You Proof again.
I need something You Proof.
I mean, sounds awesome.
Yeah, of course it does. They're just very picky and choosy about what they get upset about in country music. I was watching a clip on TikTok of him on The Voice back in the day. And he's like, I'm Morgan Wallen, and I'm here to sing, and I like baseball.
That's what he said.
And he was like a soul singer on that show when he had tried it. He wasn't a country music singer.
Yeah, mullet.
But he had on a tie. No, the mullet didn't come till later.
Oh.
Yeah, he had longer kind of hair, yeah. But it was kind of a shaggy, like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. And in the audition, he had a little tie on. And he's like, I'm more, and his mom was with him. It was on TikTok. It's pretty cool. So yeah, there it is. He's wearing like a denim shirt with like a black sweater over the top and open with a tie on it.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm Morgan Wallen and I want to be a singer.
I like baseball.
And I love baseball. That's part of it too, part of his intro package. The number one pop song is from Post Malone and Doja Cat, I Like You.
Oh girl, I like you. I do.
And the number one alternative song is from The Killers. Here's Boy.
Don't overthink it, boy. White arrows will break.
Never really got into The Killers
you
that
didn't?
Much.
You didn't? Oh, man, I
Some
love The
Some of my
Killers.
Friends love The Killers. I mean, I like that song. Oh, I missed a bright side. Although I thought they were British.
They're from Vegas.
I know, but
not
I thought
British.
They were British because it goes, because I missed a bright side. But I did see a picture of them with Bruce Springsteen performing recently.
Oh, that's cool.
Again, never really got into Bruce Springsteen either.
Not me either.
I understand his influence in rock and roll history in those first albums. And also, it's funny when people use Born in the USA as a song about patriotism because it's not. It's the opposite.
Protest song.
It's a protest song about how the U.S. is very difficult, actually.
I didn't know that about the boss.
It's also when Neon Moon gets treated as a love song because it's slow. And Neon Moon's about being sad in a bar with a neon moon light over the top
of
it. Yeah,
but you want to dance to it.
It is, I know.
Yeah.
To say that, we also, you know, we had that played at our wedding. Not as our number one song. Because we had our own song to dance to.
You didn't just have it played. Ronnie Dunn sang it.
Right.
Well, pardon me for not flexing every moment of the day.
Oh.
Okay?
That's a flex, though. That's
it
a good
is
one.
A flex, but I chose not to flex there. I have to choose my flexes.
Oh.
So, yeah, it is really, it's a great slow dance song.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why it's kind of associated with love. A man gets robbed at gunpoint when he showed up for a Tinder date, and we talked about that on the show a little bit, but it just reminded me of a friend, and I didn't want to bring this up on the air. And by the way, on The Real Show, you'll hear this guy, he's like, matches, he goes to a hotel room, which by the way, bro, you don't want to go to a Ramada immediately when you meet somebody on it.
I mean,
I get
you
it.
Do.
I get, no, I, but
no.
You need to make sure, you just need to make sure that that's going to happen. If that's going to happen, it needs to happen like after a Subway or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least that.
Not straight to the
hotel.
You
don't want to go straight to the room without ever seeing the person because then he got in the room, they held him at gunpoint, robbed him, went on a high-speed chase from the cops. But I had a buddy who went to a gentleman's establishment years ago. And they left, but one of his friends wanted to go home with the...
dancer.
Lady.
The worker.
And when he went, she had it set up. They robbed him. Beat him. Beat him, over the, over the head.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's a terrible story. I've had a buddy go home with one. And just good things happened.
Well, that's not really on topic here.
I know, but I was just trying to like say that they're not all bad places.
What are you talking
about? Bobby didn't say that.
We weren't talking about that. I was talking about an experience.
Story. Okay.
He just wanted to say this.
Yeah, he just
But it's not even him. He's like bragging about a buddy.
Is that a flex? I don't know. Yeah.
Police in Stockton, California are trying to find a serial killer.
What?
Uh-oh.
We rarely hear about these anymore
Because
there's so many ways to catch people and everybody's got a cam on their door and, you know, you could, there's just cameras everywhere. And so police are trying to find a serial killer. There are 5 unprovoked murders in the past several months in Northern California. And they say it is the work of one person. 6 unprovoked murders of men ages 21 to 54 since April of 2021 appear to be the work of one person. I wonder if, and this isn't straight copycat, but we romanticize serial killers now. Because think about all the Netflix shows, docuseries. And, but even like getting full-on docuseries on the biggest streamers.
Dahmer.
the recent one, the guy who escaped prison, Ted Bundy. Yeah, I mean, we could go through.
BTK.
Was in a storyline for two whole seasons of a show. So I wonder if anybody's like, man, that seems like if I could just kill a bunch, I'll be famous.
Well, yeah. Mm. Man, what's crazy about these, when you see the map and they see where all these things happen and there's this...
On this one specifically?
Yes, yeah. And it's like all of them are about a month apart and it's just kind of covering the city. It's very weird.
Yeah, that's from ABC7.
So how are they like... Do they know how the people are getting lured?
I didn't
read
that much into it.
So I did, though. So they're searching for this person. I feel like they kind of know-ish what they're looking-ish for. Meaning, I don't think they're totally blind on this.
Okay. What's the bug? You think they're leaving it out so we don't know?
I think that they probably aren't for sure, but I think they always have an idea of what kind of person
it is. Well, I tell you what, if I was living in Northern California, I'd be like, I need to know.
Detectives continue to follow up. They confirmed two additional cases recently. So now that's when it hit five. They were like, okay, this is some sort of serial killer, we think. Stockton police told ABC News that all the victims were ambushed, none were robbed, and none of the incidents were drug or gang related. So it wasn't like something gone sour.
Yeah.
Okay. Where it's like, give me your money, no, boom, that kind of thing. Police also said they have physical evidence linking the five crime scenes together.
Oh.
The city of Stockton's putting forth $95,000. And even in the video of it, it's like a guy in a beanie, a tall guy in a beanie.
You don't know who that is.
You don't. And he's walking kind of away from the camera. So I think they know what kind of person they're looking for. They know it's not a short woman. Yeah. To me, this looks like a tall, skinny guy. And they have some evidence. They're not saying exactly what it is because they don't. So I feel like they know a little something, but they're not letting us know right now.
Gosh.
There was an anonymous donation of $95,000 for the reward. Somebody just said, find him.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's from ABC7. You just don't hear about serial killers very often.
And that's
good. Back in the 70s and 80s, you could kill at will.
Well, just nobody communicated.
Move to another state.
Yeah. State to state.
Stab. All right, pack up, honey.
And they didn't have the technology, like the DNA technology.
Yeah, crazy. A man in Florida survived Hurricane Ian by somehow floating on a rose-colored leather sofa. 2.5 hours. Floated on the thing.
Floated.
Wow. In the water. A woman's in critical condition after being hit by a roller coaster.
What?
Apparently she walked onto the track to get her cell phone.
No.
Oh! No.
Because you have your cell phone, it's in your pocket or something, or your hand, flies out. She goes and tries to get it. Boom, she gets nailed. She just learned how to walk again after a serious crash last year in a car.
Oh.
What are the odds of this?
Well, when you walk on a track.
Yeah.
Kind of.
From AL.com. She's the victim of a horrific roller coaster accident. She had gotten on this to retrieve a cell phone.
Huh.
She remains in critical condition at the hospital.
That's terrible.
It is. I dropped a phone once.
Roller coaster?
I dropped a pager once.
Dang, this must have been a long time ago.
It was. I had to think of where I was. It was a pager. And it had it on my belt, and it fell off. And then I didn't go get it. I had somebody else go get it for me, one of the workers. But man, when I got my first pager, shoot.
Who was paging you?
Nobody. That's the thing. It's sad. Sometimes I page myself just to make sure it worked.
You still there? Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure this thing works. I have some notes that I wanted to talk about here. Hey, how do I look, by the way? How do I look, guys? Just hanging out.
You look awesome, dude.
Thank you. What's awesome about how I look?
New sweatshirt.
Mm-mm. New watch.
Well, this is my lady's watch, and nobody...
Boom.
Oh, yeah, we're not noticing that.
Well, I never said you looked awesome. I just said new watch.
But it's my lady's watch. I don't want to go too slow, because then you'd be like, it's a lady's watch. This is the lady's watch that I ordered, thought it was a man's watch.
It looks normal.
Oh, it looks fine.
But doesn't a man's watch usually thicker? Like it?
Yes. I thought that other watch you wore was a lady's watch. Is that not?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
My bad.
Amy.
I thought it was that other one you've been wearing.
Amy.
Amy, stop now. Amy, stop now.
All the other watches are...
Normal?
Oh.
Men's watch would say thicker.
Oh,
larger.
Okay. Oh, one of them.
Bigger faces.
Maybe it's just you have such big wrists.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Good one, Amy.
You think there's a smaller... You think I have a small one?
Yeah.
I don't... This is the smallest watch I have by far.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a lady's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy, I know which one you're talking about.
I know.
No, you
do?
No.
It's like a metal. It's a metal
yes.
one. It's a metal.
It's metal.
Yeah.
I thought that was the women's one.
I thought it was
one.
The women's too.
And I was like, wow.
It's metal?
Yeah.
I don't know much about watches, but it's thin metal. Like it's a metal one.
Gold.
You got red on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what they're talking about.
The one I got the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not ladies. That one's awesome.
Well, you thought it was ladies.
It is awesome.
It's thinner than the ones you've been wearing.
It's a smaller.
No, it's the same as the one I was wearing yesterday. They all have the same size face.
No, the band.
The band, bud.
Thin band.
The thin band looks like a chick.
Yeah. I don't think it looks like a chick, but I know which one they're talking about.
It's bigger than this one, and this is the most chick one, so I'll take it and find
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That one's from 1991.
Correct. They made thinner bands.
Thinner
back
bands
then.
Back then.
Yes. No,
back no. in the day.
Yes.
Top five breakup songs from eHarmony. At number five, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. That's what I feel like every day when I leave the studio with you guys.
Just that you, like, I'll get you can
this.
Make it.
Yeah, I'll get through this. At number four, Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Number three, Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
You can go your own way.
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, at number two.
No.
And number one, not really that popular. Yeah, it was popular, but not like a massive hit. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
And I turn a troubled track.
From studyfinds.org. That documentary is sad. Did you ever watch that one on
yes,
Netflix?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. very oh. sad.
Oof, that's a sad one for sure. I never said the F word on our 25 Whistles podcast. Never said it. There's a clip up if you want to see for yourself. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and in my story, you'll see it there. I said freaking, but somebody else was making a noise at the same time, and it sounded just like it.
Man, it does sound like you said it.
But there's multiple things happening at once, and I didn't, and people are all over me about two things right now. Number one, that I said the F word on the 25 Whistles podcast. I didn't. Number two, that I had sugar in Utah when I had a pumpkin spice shake.
But it was Saturday.
It was Saturday, Sugar Saturday.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right. That's your day.
Yeah, Sugar Saturday.
Duh.
So I have a lot of sugar then, and then Sunday I'm in pain.
Withdrawals.
I could not withdrawals, like stomach pain.
Oh, because you just did it anyway.
Because I go as hard as I possibly can. It's all sugar all the time. So yes, I did have sugar. I'm not on a streak anymore of like, I like 3 weeks, but I don't have any sugar during the week, really. I have some cereal in the morning that's a healthy cereal. I wish I knew the name of it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Mm-mm. Little healthier. Mm-mm.
A little healthy.
And it's got like 1 gram of sugar. In a bowl.
Frosted Flakes.
Mm-mm.
That's not one.
Let me ask my wife.
Grape Nuts?
No, it's something weird.
Grape Nuts are actually good.
They are.
I've never had those.
Cereal. It's not Magic Spoon.
Nut and Honey.
Some of the ingredients in Magic Spoon don't do well with me.
Like the milk?
No. I have nut milk.
Really?
Yeah, depending.
Oat milk?
Different kind of, depends what kind of milk we do. Almond milk for the most part, but
I know,
we
I
do
think
all
there's
kinds
cow
of different,
stuff in
we do
the
all kinds of different.
Magic Spoon.
Different.
It's amazing
different
how many different things
there.
Have milk.
Well, they don't, Eddie.
Yeah, the oat has a milk.
But like almond milk is not.
They milk the almond.
They don't, actually.
No, you can like
blend
them.
You put almonds basically.
Strain them.
In the water and you squeeze them, strain them. And
yeah, and milk comes out of it.
No, you're not.
Then why is it called milk? I'm so confused.
It's just an alternative to milk.
Because almond water sounds terrible.
Look like milk.
Oh, it's just water?
Basically.
That was been basically. Sitting. That's been sitting in almonds.
Basically, not really, but for this conversation, sure.
Okay.
I just thought it was
there's
milk.
A whole process. You can make almond milk if you'd like, but
cashew milk.
There's a lot of nut milks.
Okay.
Is it real? But cashew milk's not milk either, right?
Nope, it's from a cashew. It's from a nut.
I feel misled.
But cashews have udders. They're just real small.
Yeah.
Well, it was very confusing because I was like, man, milk comes from cows. But then I see all this milk at the store and I was like, man, that's weird.
Well, milk also comes from goats.
Goat milk.
And
heard that.
Well, anything with nipples.
Greg. Yeah, my
do
wife.
I have nipples?
Your wife.
Can you milk me?
Greg.
My wife.
Hey, I got something in the mail that was sent here to the studio.
Oh, I'm not even happy about it.
I don't know anything
it.
About it. Can
oh,
you,
I,
what
oh,
is
I
it?
I saw it.
Oh,
he's
it's a big blue box. From the Tennessee Titans.
Oh.
Titans sent you something?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we don't even exist.
I know. I walked by and checked
the name. I didn't ask
name
for it.
Because
is this
thought,
the box you
oh,
have?
I checked the
yeah.
name too, Amy. Trust me.
Oh, how did I get this?
I don't know.
They asked me for your information and size, and I gave it to them.
Dude, that looks like the size of a helmet.
Tighten up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tighten I bet up, you get
baby.
A nice sweatshirt in there, real soft.
Morgan, hook it up.
Hey, Morgan, you got yours back from Lunchbox?
Yes, I did. I did get my sweatshirt back, and it is a very comfy sweatshirt.
Well, I told you.
How do you open this thing?
Well, too bad. I'll do it.
You should just open from the bottom. Like
mostly,
a,
I would just rip it. That's how I open
from
most
the bottom,
things.
Like, see if it pulls out.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay, from the side. Well, maybe that. I don't know what that is.
Let's tighten up.
Okay. Let's see what's in here.
Did you got cash?
Why'd they give me a bunch of cash?
Oh, my goodness.
There's no cash in there.
Oh.
Here is a Tennessee Titans. It's a Cooley.
So I guess it's like a koozie.
Oh, for seltzers.
Oh, yeah. You can put a...
Oh, this is pretty cool. Titans hat.
That is. That's
wow,
so cute.
That's real cool. Yeah, can I have that cool. one?
Oh, I like that.
Let me see how it looks on me.
Is that corduroy?
Yeah. Bobby, you're going to want to keep that.
Eddie, you can have it, buddy.
Thanks, dude. Okay. That's awesome.
Have a nice game here. Ready?
Yeah, throw it. Whew, got it.
Good catch.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what else we got here in the box. How long do I have? Like 5 minutes? Ready to get off?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a nice five shirt,
minutes?
Dude.
Yeah, good 5 minutes.
Tennessee. It's the state of Tennessee, but it's Titan blue. Okay, I like that. Ooh, a beanie. Or as I call it, a toboggan. That hat looks pretty good.
Thank you, dude.
I'd bend the bill a little more and pull it down a little lower.
Well, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Wait, you pull the whole thing down a little bit?
Just a little bit, but I'd bend the bill. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That doesn't look
dang, I look gangster.
Okay, look at that. Oh, check that out.
Cool. That shirt is so cool.
Derrick Henry.
That's the one Mitchell Timpani wore in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. So they must have sent him one.
Yep. Of course.
Medium. I'll probably wear that one.
Oh, that looks like a
Derrick Henry.
Nice t-shirt.
King Henry, man.
Let me see what else is in here. Another beanie.
I'll take that one.
Here you go.
Do it. Thank you, dude.
You're welcome. Some chains from
freaking cool.
Did all this stuff
you have chains?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry chains?
Yes.
That I wear. It's a fan chain, and I guess I show my support. Let me see what this is like. Let me see. Tell me how it looks on me.
So does he wear a real one?
He wears real gold.
Yeah, but this is.
Oh, dude, that's got the big logo on it and everything.
It's real gold too.
Wow.
And by gold I mean styrofoam, but. It out.
Dude, that's cool, man.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
Would your boys like this?
My boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only one.
I'll take it.
They can't, like...
They'll fight. No, they'll fight for it.
Whoever's the kid of the night.
I like it.
You put this on their...
Like football, no,
but
like
Amy
football
has
teams.
A better idea. She has a son.
Okay, give it to him.
Here. But see, like when someone gets an interception, they get the turnover chain.
Yeah.
You could...
Yeah.
Do with
like
kid.
Georgia has the shoulder pads.
Should Stevenson wear this to his next game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Titan socks.
Oh, those are cool.
Here, lunchbox. These are for you.
No, I don't want. I'm waiting for the big one.
No, this is Titan socks.
He wants
take the socks.
This is quite the box.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is.
They spent a bunch of money on this.
Yeah, I got nothing so far.
No,
that's not.
Dear Bobby,
we're very excited, Bobby, to kick
season
off.
Season tickets.
We want you to come to every game.
Yeah, that's what it says. Next to the box, whenever I want the owner's box. Nice.
That's the way it said.
Yeah.
Dude, they play the Cowboys in December.
Titans
coaster.
Coaster. Anybody want a coaster?
Nope. Nope.
Hey, Morgan, did you get all that?
Yes.
Yeah. What is this?
That's a bottle opener. Give me that.
Okay, here, you can have it.
They'll never use that. That's like the... That's don't throw that. Don't throw that.
I guess that's it.
No.
Somebody honking?
Is there a horn honking?
Go ahead.
What the crap? Are we in New York City?
The garage?
Parking garage, yeah.
Oh. Well, guess that's it.
No, I want that sweatshirt.
No,
I want that sweatshirt. That's what I'm waiting for.
No, Eddie. Oh, okay.
That's what I want.
Bobby,
I want that.
So
I call
comfy.
It.
Keep it.
It's mine.
You just gave Eddie hats. You gave Amy that. And I asked for one.
No,
this is not for me. It's for my son.
He offered you socks.
I offered you socks.
But I waited for the one thing I wanted.
But you knew you weren't getting it.
That's not how it works when you don't own it.
Well, Eddie didn't. He waited for the thing he wanted. He wanted that hat.
You can't. You don't get it just because you said you wanted it.
That.
Amy asked for that, and she got it.
Who wants some socks? Scooby, you want some socks?
Sure, I'll take them. Thank you.
Titan socks, yeah.
See, that's how you do it. Say thank you.
I didn't want it.
I want the Derrick Henry t-shirt.
All right, then I'll take the Derrick Henry shirt.
No, I just said I'm keeping the Derrick
Henry
shirt.
Why are you keeping both the things I want?
Do you want a Titans?
Yes, he wants the...
You could put a White Claw in there.
Ray, do you want a toboggan, beanie? Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome. I'll take the tickets.
Eddie, you're not even a Titans fan. Here,
so I've gotten nothing.
Take this too.
So everybody else got something.
Bones, let me have the tickets to the box.
It's not that. It's just let us know when you can come up kind of thing.
Oh. So just let them know that we'll come up.
They didn't put tickets in there.
Let's.
Hey, can we all go?
I don't think I got 9. Mike, you want a Tennessee shirt? This one? Huh?
No.
It's a t-shirt.
It's a cool t-shirt. You love free t-shirts.
I know, but I really want the... Because here's the thing.
Ray, you want the shirt?
I'll take it.
Zero. Yeah!
You said no.
I said yes.
No, you said no.
I said
Ray,
yes.
You can have the shirt.
No, what are you doing?
You just said
I
no.
I said yes before he did.
No, you didn't.
No, you said no.
Yeah, go check the tape.
You're like my children.
But you
You've got to
no,
be kidding me.
You said no.
Oh, my
said
goodness. No. This is such...
Titans fan.
That's what you
Ray, but it's not even a Titan shirt. It's just a state of Tennessee, bro.
That's Titan.
It is Titans color.
Goodness gracious.
If you said yes, you got it. You had,
I did say yes.
No, you said no. And that's
no,
Ray,
I didn't say no.
It's like my two dogs. Like
exactly.
Eller, well, she doesn't even want her food. Unless Stanley's like sniffing around it, she's all about it. She's right. Eating it up.
Do you want the bottle opener?
Do you want the bottle opener?
No.
Right here. You want the bottle opener?
I said no.
Okay. Ray, do you want the bottle opener?
Yeah!
I was expecting to say, I'll take the bottle opener.
Okay. Do we need to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Everybody, thank you for being here. I didn't know I got a little treat in the mail. You want
That's
the box?
That's really cool.
It's not funny.
You can play with it.
Yeah.
My kids love boxes.
You build all kind of cool
or
stuff.
Or like your dogs, or if you have a cat, they love boxes.
But do you understand you said no?
I did not say no. I just said
go to the tape. Do you want to bet money on that that you didn't say no?
I would not bet money on
you
that.
You said no.
I did
we
not.
We all heard you.
I said no.
Okay.
That's a
That's not no. Is that no?
That's like
And did I say yes before Ray did?
Watch the video, and you can tell if I said the F word on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We will see you tomorrow.
I never get anything.
I offered you like six things.
No, you offered me.
Offered you the socks first.
He offered me a box. Like, I want a sweatshirt, that sweatshirt
offered
or t-shirt.
Offered you socks.
Yeah.
A can, like a holder, a bottle opener.
You didn't
opener.
Offer that to me.
Offer you a t-shirt.
And you said, offered the bottle opener to Eddie.
All right, we're done. Thank you, everybody.
Titans, hit me up, 55 Music Square West.
That's your address?
Goodbye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on kindsnacks.com today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.